Monday, June 2nd, 1997.
Good evening to you. My apologies if I caused you any inconvenience. I'm sorry for that.
Julie, let me say, dear friend, thank you for your consideration. Brother, let me say this to you. As we always are with you previously, we would be prepared for any unsuspecting light. So, do not be too concerned if it be momentary.
Thank you very much.
The problem arises with those who come to you who are not fully prepared.
I see. That's interesting to know. Thank you for telling us.
So, thank you again for your consideration to us. Now, I would say to you all, again, thank you for the love which I feel from you all. We are making much progress.
That's good.
I wish you to know this. I want you to know and understand that your thoughts and patience is being rewarded, if only but slowly in your time. But as I have said to you previously, time towards in our world is immaterial. But I say to you, we move forward quickly in what we are trying to achieve.
Good. That's certainly encouraging to us to know that.
This time, my friend, if you will permit, I ask that we deviate a little from what we normally do. I know we do not have full attendance this time, but I would ask that each one of you speak with me in order not that I know, but those who join me know how you feel and how you have grown spiritually since first I came to you.
It's very pleasing to us to know that.
Are you, my friends, prepared to individually speak openly to us?
Yes, of course. Everybody's agreeable to that, I take it.
I want you to tell us how you think you have grown. Can we begin with this? Gentlemen, please.
With me?
Yes.
Yes, certainly. It is difficult to say. I know I have grown. There's no question about that. But it is difficult to state exactly how I know it. It is an awareness of something beyond me. That is, the only word I can use, that is permeating myself as an individual. And I find that I have a greater sense of understanding of what is to come, a greater feeling of compassion, and a greater desire to grow still more in the way in which it is desired that I shall grow.
In other words, dear friends, you are coming to know your true self and all aspects of that self.
Yes.
Although your knowledge on the subject was to most people, what you would say, extensive, was in fact only touching the beginning of knowledge. And yes, dear friends, you have grown much, and you grow much, much, much more. We are happy for your awareness.
Thank you very much. I look forward to the continued growth, because I feel we haven't a language for it, actually. It is an awareness, but I feel a tremendous awareness of the spirituality of those around me.
My dear friend, you are tuning in to the cosmic consciousness. That is why your awareness has come.
Good. And it's been worth all the time to have that feeling.
Now, may we speak to the next one, please?
Sue?
No,
but not Earth, for Barry.
Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak to you.
We are happy to do so myself.
I have recently been aware that my inner eye has been opened to look within myself, and by doing this I feel I'm finding much more peace within myself, and I also am aware of the probability of being able to work with you in the field of healing. For this I am very grateful. I know I've only just began to be aware what is maybe to come. I'm indeed grateful at last I've been able to recognize this and work with you. Thank you very much.
Yes, we thank you, dear friend. We have waited for you, and now that the time has come, we hope that awareness goes deeper, that you find the knowledge which is innate within you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to say thank you for the teachings that you brought with you. Yes, I am much more spiritually aware.
My dear child, we would like to know what you feel, what awareness has come to you. We know and accept your thanks. We feel it from all of you. But how do you feel that you have grown spiritually? What have you accomplished since our first meeting?
Well, it's very difficult to put into words.
But for your own growth, it would help if you could.
We're just very much more aware of spirit, of things to come. Forgetting about the physical side of life, or trying to.
That is what we wish to hear from you. We are pleased, my friend, that at last you can acknowledge that fact, that you have found your spiritual level, and that you can put aside the physical being, so to say.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sarah?
I think it's one more before me. George.
Oh, George, first name. George, I've got it. My help, thanks. Yes, I do find it difficult to describe my feelings. I feel a greater capacity to love. In a strange way, I feel larger than my physical body. I hear more beauty in bird sound. I see more colour, beauty about me. I'm sure I'm more loving, and I feel more open.
Yes. Are those words that you have spoken, are they not, I believe you would say, magical to your ears, to acknowledge that you feel greater than the physical being, that truly is finding yourself? And yes, my dear friend, continue to feel and to love, and to give love, and you will continue on the correct spiritual pathway.
Thank you.
I feel I have grown. I don't feel I've grown as much as perhaps I could have done if I put more time into the I don't think I meditate long enough, that sort of thing. However, I do feel that I'm much more tolerant of everything around me, and when I find myself not being tolerant, I'm very aware that I should be perhaps doing better than I am doing. I do feel I appreciate everything around me, everything that I've been given, everything that I'm able to see and do.
Yes, dear child, you are beginning to open yourself to the influences around you. You are inquisitive by nature, which at times may hold you back, shall we say, but you are following your pathway. Do not doubt it. You will take sure steps whilst you continue within this working group. I wish to tell you that those close to you, although you feel your progress is slow, they want you to know that they are pleased and happy with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Paul or Mark next?
Paul. Yes, hello. Yeah, I think I've become stronger as we've gone along, and become more appreciative of myself and my qualities, and those of people around me as well. It's all linked, so I can see more about, I can empathise with people, and I can detach myself from the world a bit more. And I think my past, I feel a lot happier about my past and where I'm going.
Yes, my dear friend, you have stumbled a few times, but in coming to know yourself, then of course you begin to know all others. You will continue to grow. You have been told that all of you here have been put together for a purpose, and although each individual here is at separate stages of their spiritual development, each one is important to the other. So, my son, be pleased with your progress.
Thank you.
You have the beauty of patience, which is sorely lacking in your world. But you, dear friend, have an abundance of it.
Ah, thank you.
Monk?
Good evening. Your teaching has certainly helped me to become really aware that a lot of growth and a lot more growth is necessary, really. I'm more aware of my feelings when they do go out of balance. I'm more aware of the workings of my mind. The bad workings of it, the negative workings of it. And, I think I'm more aware of the need to sort of relax from things, and also I think it's helped me with meeting different kinds of people. I think I'm more aware of what avenues are open when talking to people.
Yes, you are, my friend. You too are taking your pathway at a steady pace. But that is not a fault, because each step you take is a sound and sure step which will take you forward in your development. And I would say to you that it is good to hear you use the word of love, because that alone will bring you forward in your spiritual growth. I thank you for your words, dear friend. Now, wanted to hear those words from your heart. I of course know what is within you all, but this exercise this time was for the benefit of those who stand close to you in your daily lives, those people who offer you help and understanding, who lift you, who cherish you, who wait one day to welcome you home. For those people, this talking time has done much for them as well as for yourselves. For that, I thank you all, dear friends.
Before you finish, if I might add one word which nobody has used, but I think is very pertinent to what has been said this evening, and I believe we all would acknowledge that we have within ourselves a far greater assurance of ourselves and of what we shall be.
And, dear friend, what you are. You are coming to know, each one of you, what you truly are. You all are spiritual beings who, in this lifetime, have gathered for much good. The awareness is coming to you all. You are learning the power of your thoughts, the power of your love, and what we can achieve. My blessing, dear friends, stays with each one of you. There is much to come. There is much knowledge ahead of you. And there will be times when there will be light release. But remember that the ultimate aim is for you all to grow, and for knowledge and teaching to come to you all, that you may be emissaries of the truth, that to all peoples that you meet who have no knowledge, may you become their beacon of light. May you become the person that they find to utter their words of fear, unhappiness. May you, each one of you, be channels of love, that the peoples of this earth seek you out for the knowledge and the truth which you have attained here. Dear friends, I leave you this time. I am happy with the words that have been uttered. I enfold you in my love and know that each day of your existence you will be protected. Now, dear friend, I will allow another to speak with you this time. given quietness or your time when this meeting is finally ended.
Certainly. Thank you very, very much for being with us and what you have said tonight. And for the encouragement you have given. God be with you.
There then followed one through Sue, giving personal information to each sitter.
Understand the difficulties that you have in these cases, but it should become a little easier as you remain with the instrument. Experienced that before.
Her growth has come through being more aware of the inner voice and has been told certain aspects. But her physical mind naturally overrides the spiritual. Sometimes sends out negative responses. These cannot be. How can this be? Show me. Give me more evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to as you would say in the physical language, we have to in no uncertain terms that what she has been shown on her birthday can only be.
Yes, I understand.
So, we leave it with her to sort out.
Yes, I'm sure she will.
Yeah. is not a rank.
It's
what you have been told is what is written. We have spoken about before.
I have opened myself, or attempted to open myself, to the two writers and any others of the guild. There have been times when I have attempted this, perhaps there was a feeling there. I'm not really certain.
You doubt too much. No.
I didn't feel it to be doubt, but
what you consider doubt in the physical, in what we know to be doubt, in the spiritual.
Somehow could not grasp what the words were saying. Certainly words were there. I could not grasp any meaning.
Good. Now consider. You use the word words.
Yes.
Change that in your vocabulary to writings.
Writings. Yes.
And I think you will comprehend what it is I have been meaning. Writing my son. Writings on the page. Writers, continue to open your channel, and those who are with you constantly can enter in and begin their work.
Yes, thank you. I will certainly continue. Is that enough?
I know you will forgive me and not take any offense when I say to you,
book. I think I had Dad spoke various things that evening and I rushed too much and I didn't get any feeling at all last week, I'm afraid.
Or not, really, Constance. It was editorial. That if your spiritual eye was not sufficiently developed, then what was written would at some time be given to you whilst you were in repose, and you would begin to understand. What I say to you, take time to open your journals, listen to the inner voice.
Yes.
just like
that. I couldn't decipher it. Lost in the beginning.
Everyone at some stage leaves the path. Sometimes it is more difficult to steer them back. You, my son, are treading purposely on the right path. I say to you, continue in the vein that you are now, and the pages will become bright, and you will know how your future
Mark, how is we need to go down to?
Amazed.
that all your friends here would not consider my words to be harsh?
No, of course they don't.
And do you want them all to start accepting questions and queries? Those are part of life, and we do not ask that they stop their questions.
No, they certainly won't do that, I can assure you.
But it is possible to block the truth if the mind continually fails to accept.
Yes, someone has to accept and agree. I think you're very, very much wrong, you've said. And we shall all assert that assurance that I spoke about.
Through Eileen, just to lighten the atmosphere and finish off the evening.
Hey, mister.
Hello.
Can you hear me, mister?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you.
Right.
Welcome to you.
Right.
You can talk normally now.
It's all right, isn't it, Steph?
Yes, it's all right now.
Yeah. I've had a bit of meeting trouble getting here.
Had you really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
They wanted me to use a man. I said no, and it was a woman because they're damned easier.
It's easier, isn't it?
That's so right. I tried the woman there, and she was busy, and the other one was busy, and one wouldn't let me in, so I slipped in this one quick.
Which man are you going to use?
You.
No, me.
You were busy, and they're all listening. I thought I'll never get in there tonight. But here I am anyway.
Well, thanks for making the effort. You're very welcome.
Yeah. I'm Joey, by the way.
Yes, hello, Joey. We're all pleased to hear you.
Yeah. Well, I've just come for a short visit because it's all been serious here tonight.
That's right.
I've been sent here to tell you, you don't have to be little angels. You've got to be yourself and just live your life normal.
That's
all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Me.
Can you help us do that, will you?
Well, I don't know about that, but uh-huh. I've just come to tell you. Yeah. Anyway, I'm pleased to be here.
Yes,
and
we're pleased
I want to
have
tell you all this. You can't be angels straight away.
No.
And I've waited a long time and I'm still not one, so don't be too worried.
No, it's good.
Yeah. It's bleeding hard work, though.
It is hard work, isn't it?
Yeah. But never mind.
Even more where you are than it is here. Because everybody's watching you, aren't they?
Oh, well, there's ways and means of dodging the looking. I don't mean that. Of course, we all know everybody else is thinking.
Of course, yes.
Go have a little joke, haven't you?
Absolutely, do it. Then it clears the atmosphere.
I don't want everybody to think it's serious.
Oh, no, no. No.
No, there's a lot of serious stuff goes on here.
Yes, but a lot of fun, too, and a lot of light relief.
Yeah, thank God for that.
And laughter's very important, isn't it, Joey?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Not enough of it in the world.
How are you getting on with the Punch and Judy?
No, you didn't know that.
I was just told. you got one, of course, you like it, amusing the kids. And you decided to do it with the Punch and Judy, didn't you?
Oh, I didn't. Well, told them if they mentioned that, I wouldn't want to come again.
Well, you must come again, let us know how you're getting on.
Yes.
No, I think it's very nice of you, Joey, to amuse the children like
it,
that.
Don't they? Kids love it.
The kids love it, they really do.
A good old bit of Punch and Judy.
Yeah.
Can't beat it for the kids.
And of course, what they don't understand is that your Punch and Judy will operate on their own without you having to work them.
I never understand these people say it's violence. It's not violence, it's a bit of good fun.
It's a good
children fun. Have enough sense to know it's just for them.
Oh, of course they do, yes.
Yeah. So people are too serious these days.
It's a lovely Punch and Judy stand you've got, bright, isn't it?
Yeah. You've told an awful lot, haven't you, mister?
Well, we are very close to you, Joey, when you come like this.
Yeah, do you know it changes colour all the time?
Yes, it does. Yeah. And the kids love that too.
The kids love it. Mm-hmm. Poor little souls, they come, they've lost some of them.
Yes.
So if their face is something familiar, then it makes it easier for them.
You're getting so much, so many orphans these days, aren't you?
Yeah.
Children lost.
Children, yeah.
A lot of the coloured countries.
And all these wars that you keep going on about in this place, it's terrible.
Yes.
It makes you sad. But anyway, I'm not here to talk about sad things.
No.
But these children do need your thoughts at times.
Yeah, we do that. There's so many others dying of starvation too and illness. And anyway, I mustn't talk about it, but you're doing a lot to keep them cheerful when they come over.
That's my job.
You know that.
Mm-hmm. That's my job, and I've come to talk to you as children too. And I hope you don't mind.
Well, I think you're doing a wonderful job, Joey.
Good. Anyway, I think I've said my piece. Perhaps I can go now.
Okay.
I apologise to this lady, but I thought I'd go take the opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah. You'd have had a bit of a shock, wouldn't you? Suddenly gone out, hey, mister. You'd have wondered where you were.
Yes. Yeah, right.
And then we're all busy. Well, that just about threw me.
Well, you've made a good job of it anyway, coming through now.
Yes.
As you say, it's easier to come through a lady, isn't it?
Well, they do seem to be more amenable.
Yes, they are.
I don't know why. I don't know why that should be.
Well, because they are, intuitively, they have more recognition of the spiritual side of life.
Well, yes, I know that's true, but I don't like to admit it.
No, as a man, you wouldn't, would you?
You always did have the upper hand, really, didn't you? Yeah. Even Bunjin Judy was the boss. Yeah. Okay.
Well, okay, Jerry.
You all know I've done with it.
Well, thanks a lot. Jolly good luck to you in the job you're doing.
Who is it here that's handy with their hands, anyway?
Hmm?
Somebody here is handy with their hands, somebody telling me.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Is somebody having trouble with their hands?
No,
handy with their hands.
Hmm. Who is it?
Just a bit of brain hands.
Oh, is that what it is?
What's that?
George has been doing a lot of handy things recently.
Wow. Oh,
yes. Yeah. He's been building a lot.
Handy. Well, you keep on, it's good to work with your hands, it's good for the soul.
Yes, it is. Right. Keeps them out of mischief, too.
Well, we won't go into that, but... I'll say goodnight, God bless you.
Goodnight, Jerry. Thanks a lot again, and good luck to you, and thanks for looking after the children as you do. We'll be thinking of you and your Punch and Judy show.
Yeah.
Good night, Jerry. God bless you.
End of June 2nd meeting.